It's Thursday, November 28th, and with your news at 1 p.m., I'm Leonard Witbian. Vote counting has commenced this morning at several polling stations throughout the country. Reports are emanating in the form of preliminary results from Walvis Bay Rural Constituency, as well as Katimamulilo Combined Schools polling stations, showing SWAPO and its presidential candidate, Netumbo Nandin Daitwa, followed by IPC's Panduleni Tula. Our southern correspondent, Francois Lottering, made a stop in Rehoboth.
I arrived in Rehoboth at about 9:15. I went to the Hermanus van Dyk Gedenksaal, and I found still voters the location or in the polling station. I spoke to one of the officers there. They said they got some information that they are supposed to keep the gates and the doors open until further notice.
The Gaudadi polling station in Windhoek's Havana had a late close last night, with the last person voting at 4 a.m. this morning, as per the presiding officer, Martin Amurongo. In the interim, Henk March, the president of the Republican Party, spoke with Tonata Kadila on One Africa TV's elections series on his voting experience.
To run out of ballot papers, it is unforgivable. The one thing that I cannot understand, I always say, you know, I'm also in the construction industry, and that is the one thing that really upset me. If your people come to you and say, Mr. Hinks, we ran out of cement. I said, listen, but when did you realize we're going to run out of cement? This morning? You should have seen it yesterday or the day before, and then warn me, and then I can make sure that there are cement when you don't run out of cement. Now, the same with the ballot paper.
To South Africa, where the DA says it has submitted a letter to President Cyril Ramaphosa outlining a list of key proposals on the country's approach to its hosting of the G20 summit. The country prepares to assume the G20 presidency on Sunday, the first time an African economy leads the G20 for a rotational one-year term. The DA's Riaan Smith says they are also calling for increased private sector involvement and expertise in the summit.
Primarily, the DA has called for the re-establishment of the G20 Interministerial Committee, which now comprises DA Ministers Steenhuisen, Kwakubé, Malatsi and George, to serve as South Africa's Government of National Unity foreign policy engine room. Our G20 summit is South Africa's very first step into the international arena.
On the continent, Reuters says the United States, Britain, Canada, Norway and Switzerland jointly denounced the rising violence against civilians in Mozambique amid weeks of post-election protests. In a statement on Wednesday, they urged the Mozambican government to ensure its security forces fulfill their duty to protect citizens. On to the United States, where Mexico's president rejected Donald Trump's claim that she agreed to close the southern border. Trump had said President-elect Claudia Sheinbaum would stop migration, but Mexico underscored a human rights approach. Sheinbaum's policy will focus on addressing migration respectfully. Analyst Dr. Andrew Rowe noted that fulfilling Trump's immigration promises will be difficult.
The politics of doing it are potentially incendiary as well. So, you know, a lot of this is sort of posturing, I think. A lot of this is appealing to his base, you know, and it worked well. You know, look, he won the election, the first president to win non-consecutive terms in well over 130 years. You know, it's a phenomenal win for Donald Trump to regain the presidency. But you've got to distinguish, I think, really importantly, between what he says and what he does.
And here's your election results update. At the Versailles Kanunbe polling station in the Windhoek Rural Constituency, SWAPO leads with 82 votes in the National Assembly elections, followed by the Landless People's Movement with 50 and IPC with 32 out of 202 votes. In the presidential election, SWAPO's Netumbo Nandin Daitwa is ahead with 86 votes, followed by LPM's Bernardus Swartboy with 51, IPC's Panduleni Itula with 40 votes out of the 201 votes counted. Find all these stories and so much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.